AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Iran's dismissed a 15-point U.S. ceasefire plan, and Saqib Moghani reports that's drawn a warning from the White House.
Pakistani officials say it included limiting Iran's nuclear and missile programs and reopening the Strait of Hormuz. Those were non-starters before the war, and Iran rejected them today while launching more attacks on Israel and Gulf Arab states. Asked if the negotiations hit a dead end,
talks continue. They are productive.
Iran denies there are talks. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says Tehran is on notice if it does not accept reality.
President Trump will ensure they are hit harder than they have ever been hit before.
At the UN,
the war is out of control.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it must stop.
This has gone too far.
Most Americans in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll agree, and many are worried about high gas prices. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The acting head of the Transportation Security Administration says it may have to shut down operations at some airports as travelers experience record wait times. McNeil telling a House committee the halt in Homeland Security funding's hurting TSA agents.
Many in our workforce have missed bill payments, received eviction notices, had their cars repossessed and utilities shut off, lost their childcare, defaulted on loans, damaged their credit line, and drained their retirement savings. Some are sleeping in their cars.
A California jury's found Meta and YouTube liable in a lawsuit that aimed to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children. Jurors awarded the 20-year-old plaintiff $6 million in damages. And in Pennsylvania, two teenage boys have been given probation after using artificial intelligence to create hundreds of fake nude photos of their classmates. The boys were 14 at the time. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street and crude oil prices fell as hopes built for a possible end to the war with Iran. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% Wednesday. It was the latest turnaround for the index after the U.S. delivered a plan to Iran to pause the war. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 305 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.8%. Crude oil prices fell about 2%. Markets yo-yoed up and down throughout the day. Iran dismissed the proposal from the U.S., and fighting is continuing in the Middle East. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. gas prices are still rising. AAA puts the nationwide average above $3.98 per gallon, up less than a penny from yesterday, but more than a dollar from a month ago. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.